nice enough to join us now for his annual spot on the Equine Forum. Alistair Donald from the International Racing Bureau. Alistair, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning.
Hi, guys. How are you all?
Good, good. Good to hear your voice.
Doing well.
Well,
I'm new to this.
Yeah, well, I'm new to it too, but we'll give it a go. It's a great day in Chicago. It's bright and sunny here, and a little bit of cloud cover, but we're looking forward to a great day's racing here.
Yeah, beautiful day here in Saratoga. Great day. Weather should not be a factor out in the Chicagoland area. Let's start off with, do we know, Alistair, where Magic Wand is running?
We don't. We think she's leaning towards the million, but it'll be officially confirmed at 9 o'clock this morning, so we're about half an hour away from that. But all the vibes are that she's in the million.
Okay, so that'll leave us with a field of 7 in the Beverly D, which kicks off the graded stakes action. A couple of Euros we haven't seen, Fleeting and Awesome Tank.
Yeah, I think she's an interesting filly. I think you have to throw out her last run, which didn't necessarily go according to plan, but I think a run at Epsom in the Group 3 was a solid effort, and it was probably a little bit better than the Group 3, to be honest. The filly that finished third, Voracious, went on one of the Falmouth Stakes, which is a Group 1, Grade 1 race at Newmarket in July. So that sort of franked that form a bit. And she'll be an outsider in this because everybody's looking at Sister Charlie, and I think it's very hard not to look at Sister Charlie and think of her as the winner of this race, but she might just run a little bit better than her odds suggest.
That was the number 2 Awesome Tank. What about Fleeting, the 3-year-old who's going to try the older fillies for the first time?
Well, over the years, I've always been a little bit concerned about 3-year-old fillies. I know Euro Charlene won it as a 3-year-old, but not many have, and I think she's in a tough spot here. But having said that, she is a top-class filly. She's been second in 2 classics in the Irish Oaks, the English Oaks, second in the Ribblesdale. I mean, she's been keeping some pretty good company back over in the UK. And she's a definite Group 1, Grade 1 filly in the making. But up against Sister Charlotte over this trip, which is probably just her minimum trip, maybe a little bit short for her, I think she's got it all to do.
All right, that's the Beverly D, really, with Magic Wand looking like she's going to run in the million. The Secretariat, you know, with Sister Charlie in the Beverly D, and we'll get to the Arlington Million, but with Chad Brown's potent 1-2 of defending champion Robert Bruce and Bricks and Mortar, perhaps the Secretariat is the most fertile ground for the Euros to land a win on the card. They have 2 in here. Let's start with, they're both from Aidan O'Brien and from Coolmore. Let's start with Van Beethoven.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I think it is perhaps the most open race on the card. It's really a question that I think is of which of these 3-year-olds has got the most improvement in them. And Van Beethoven, he's been running in some top-class company. He's been running in French Guineas, the Irish Guineas. He's been running at Royal Ascot and the St. James's Palace. He's finished sort of mid-division, beaten sort of a few lengths in all of those races. But those are tough races, and he sets a pretty decent standard. But we probably know how good he is, and it's a question of whether that's good enough or not. I don't know.
Right to his outside, Never No More. Ryan Moore going to ride this one for Aidan O'Brien. This one won a Guineas trial last time out. He's never been beyond 7 furlongs. He's a perfect 2-for-2 at that distance. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I think he is the most interesting contender in the race because he is open to any amount of improvement. Winning the Guineas trial, I don't know. He had a setback of some sort, and I don't know precisely what it was, because that's why we haven't seen him, obviously, since April. But the form of that Guineas trial reads pretty well, given that the horse he beat, Mad Moon, went on to be second in the classics, in a derby. So, you know, he's... I think he's right up there, and if he's fit, which I'm sure Aidan will have him fit, he's the horse I think that's open to any amount of improvement, and I think he's the one that really interests me.
Yeah, he's got a sensational record, 3 wins and 5 starts, and his sire's proven to be pretty good, No Name Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's nothing not to like about it, about the horse at all. And I think the fact that we're running Hope Keir over a mile on the Arlington Oval is going to be no problem for him at all.
Do the two turns, when you're looking at these races, especially with the three-year-olds coming in, and the shortest of the three races now with the Secretary being cut back to a mile, does the second turn play any role in your handicapping these horses? Because more often than not, the Euros, especially at the mile, have never seen a second turn in their races.
No, I don't think it worries me too much. I take it on trust. I'll be okay with that. I think they have plenty of time to work these things out back at home, and I don't really factor it in.
All right, talking with Alistair Donald from the International Racing Bureau, going over all the Euros on the Arlington Million card. All right, we get to the big one, the Arlington Million, and we'll just go post position order on down. Magic Wand, we've seen her a handful of times now in the U.S. She comes in, looks like she's going to lean to the Million to take on the boys. She has never won at the mile and a quarter distance, but she's never been off the board at the same time, 4 seconds and a third. Is this her trip? Do you think this is the prudent move to run her against the boys in the Million?
I think it makes sense, in that I think probably this trip at 10 furlongs may be her minimum. I think if she ran the Beverly D, it would be even shorter, and as I say, she'd be up against Sister Charlie. So I think the trip is okay for her, but then her form is there for everyone to see, but she's got to turn it around on Pegasus form with bricks and mortar. And can she do that? I don't know. I struggle slightly to find reasons how she can and how she, or why she should. And bricks and mortar goes in. He's on a five win streak at the moment. I think he's going to make it 6.
What is his reputation overseas, Alistair? Because here, there's a lot of rumblings, and I'm part of the chorus. I think he's one of the best turf horses we've seen around here in a very, very long time. And by that, I mean 10, 15, 20 years. He's the goods. Does he have that reputation overseas?
Starting to get noticed overseas. I mean, we're a little bit slow to sort of recognize American turf form, because there's a sort of slight arrogance back at home, maybe, that we think we've got all the turf horses, but that is not the case, and he's clearly a very special horse. That is clear, and of course we will probably sit up and take notice when he comes and wins the Breeders' Cup turf as well.
Hunting Horn, Pivoine, what can you tell us about those two?
Hunting Horn's been running consistently, but he is a little bit exposed. He's been running well in top class company. He keeps running up against a horse called Enable, which he seems to find quite tough. But we know she is something special. He certainly belongs in the field, but can I see him winning it? I think he might struggle just a bit.
Okay, how about Pivoine from Ireland?
Pivoine, trained by Andrew Balding, has the assistance of a top jockey in Sylvester D'Souza, twice a twice a champion jockey in the UK. He's coming over for the ride. Probably the horse's best run was when he won last time up at York in a very competitive handicap. But that was a handicap. He's up against graded company now. And he, I think he'll run better than his odds. He's about 20 to 1 or something, 15 to 1 on the morning line. He's, I think he's better than that. But he's got it to do a bit in this class, I think.
And finally, the last one in the Million Intelligent gets blinkers and Lasix, as well as an American rider in Florent Giroux.
Well, he's got, I think having Florent Giroux on board is a big plus. I was talking to his trainer, Fabrice Chappet, last night. I mean, the horse has got some good form. He's a grade one winner at three. And he just said that he's never had the horse better. And I think, again, he might run better than his odds suggest he will. He is a grade one winner, and I think he'll go well. And I think his trainer certainly is expecting a big run from him.
All right. Well, you don't do anything here if you listen to the Equine Forum until you hear from Alistair Donald when it comes to the Euros on the Arlington Million card. Alistair, thanks again for some time. Enjoy the day out in Chicago.
We will, and thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.